come to the stage. Aman. Bad. He's so caring. Nine ways. He works as a man. Bitch. When I tell you.
Out here with the Poetic team. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Original Sunday Expos. Steph, Romario, and Rona D. Rose.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So tell us, this is the last ever Poetic Essence. What's that about? Because we're not down with it.
You know, it feels like it's time. We've done what we've set out to do, and we just started this event. There was nothing like it. There was no platform for independent acts. We had the MAP Awards. We launched EP launches, so just feels like it's time to close this chapter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that the book is done, just time to close this chapter.
Exclusive for Exposure, what's next? Tell us what's next.
Mm. Everybody want exclusive.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, let's just say that this isn't a goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
This is a hello to new things.
Of course it is.
Yeah?
Yeah, but that's why we're saying, what's next? Trying to keep it quiet on us. I don't know what this is about. Like,
you know
we're
what?
We're supposed to be friends.
I'll tell you, we're going on a journey right now.
Yeah.
We're actually not going to release what kind of journey we're going on to,
yeah.
But you'll definitely see a lot more of us.
Yeah,
definitely.
Man, definitely.
In different areas, different, you know, aspects of life. You'll come across us in your dreams, etc., etc.
Yeah. Well,
that's how we're soaring. We're soaring high.
Listen, it's been an epic journey, and it's just been amazing. And Birmingham will miss you. Well, the Midlands will miss you because, you know, I ain't Birmingham.
Yeah, Uber, man.
Yeah, man. But the Midlands will miss you, and well, we won't miss you. Obviously, we'll just miss the Poetic Essence tonight. But it's cold, innit? You can hear Ronu in the back.
Sorry.
It's all good.
Like,
don't worry about it. But
we
want
to thank
man.
You to everyone who has supported us, supported the dream.
Every time.
You know, it takes somebody to believe in that dream, and thank you to that. And definitely really appreciate it. We'll never forget it.
Well, peace, man. We'll be catching up with you soon. It's cold, so we're going to get back inside.
Exposure.
Go
Radio.
On, say it again. You know, you like the voice of Exposure, innit? Like, we've got that, that same thing that you lot said.
Yeah,
it was the first Exposure. We got
it. Is
we
it?
Kept on keeping it and all using right, it. But yeah, man.
Exposure.
Everyone say exposure.
Exposure.
Peace. You all know the song. You ain't a crook, son. You just a shook one. That's what they say. Let me remix that. Listen. Let me show you how it really is. Listen. Look, I was born in a place with no hope. Swimming down to the deep and then drowning with no boat. I'm hunting it up the tallest mountain with no coat. My brothers are trying to make it regardless, but can't cope. Whoa, they find the things that expect us to won't blow. Only action for me is to turn to the cold road. Your brothers are back in even a fear of a brave soul. But after it's all done, it's the words of a brave soul. Look, young youths wielding hate grow deep in the night. Another black youth with a gun call it stereotype. If you're not from the end, then we'll bury your type. Brothers falling like balling pins, call it a strike. Scared in the streets I'm from. Same thing different day, call it episode one. I feel useless and I can do is wipe my tongue. And pray to my God for the brothers that have got. Listen, look, they ain't cooked once. They're just trying to survive in this hood, son. Listen, they ain't cooked once. They're just trying to survive in this hood. What? Listen, they ain't cooked once. They're just trying to survive in this hood, son. Listen, they ain't cooked once. They're just trying to survive. There comes a time in every man's life to nearly pray. Going round in circles, trying to seek an escape. Getting hard to distinguish real friends from fate. Nobody's gonna come save you with some proof in a cape. A lot of brothers have to go out and get their own. Cause ain't no food sitting on the table at home. To be for say it's as simple as going getting a job. But not when the maid is directing, no remaining is fuck. A lot of people wanna speak from an outside view. But don't really understand cause they don't walk in your shoes. You with survival, you're very natural. And a man's mind is to go home and look to open up his Bible. It's the way it is, such as that reality. Man have to change before there's another casualty. I know the words that I'm speaking are sounding like insanity, but I know we can change when it starts with your mentality. Because they ain't cooked once, they just trying to survive in the hood, son. Listen, they ain't cooked once, they just trying to survive in the hood. We ain't cooked once, we just trying to survive in the hood, son. They ain't cooked once, we just trying to survive in the hood. Let me relate to a brother, time for that real talk. No artificial colours, straight from my big heart that was given by my mother. I'ma give it to them straight, coming right about the gutter. No more secrets, no more stutter. I'm not a weak, call me a man, not a youngster. And you can call me a true hunter, cause I'm constantly looking for what's real in this youngster. That's it, going out there in Worcester. I made so many damn mistakes, but I never said the pretty girls do the best to seduct you. And if you can't resist, then you will feel the funness. I want the crash life for trillion, but all the back of the time is 30 pieces of silver. Yeah, I'm feeling like Judas right now. Never the type to give up, someone needs to type down. So I say what it is. They ain't cooked once, they're just trying to survive in this hood, son. They ain't cooked once, they're just trying to survive in the hood. What? Listen, we ain't cooked once, we're just trying to survive in this hood, son. Listen, we ain't cooked once, we're just trying to survive in this hood. What? 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 Thank you. So Maverick, we've just heard your performance.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that song that you did, obviously over the beat, Shook Ones.
The Shook Ones. Okay, so... I work, my job, my full-time job is I work with prisoners all around the UK. I work in prisons like Brinsford, Werrington, etc. And what it is my aim is to just sort of speak from their point of view and sort of give them a voice. And the whole aim of it was just to talk about, just sort of ruin a stereotype of what people think about prisoners and, you know, people in prison, you know. It's just... basically talking from their heart and sort of expressing where they're coming from. That was the whole aim of it. And the
wicked.
Yeah,
wicked.
That's it really.
So obviously, is this your first time performing at Poetic Cousins?
Yeah, this is the first time.
And it's the, well, it's the last Poetic
Cousins.
Last time,
unfortunately. But,
but yeah, we'll catch up with you real soon. Yeah. And hopefully we can get you on the show.
Yeah. All right,
wicked.
Then. Thank
peace.
You.
Peace. Nice to all meet right, you.
Thank you. So,